Hello again. How you doing? This is Chris. This is episode 94 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. Welcome back. Sweaty and tired. I just went for finished a bike ride, but I recorded one and then did this about hour and a half bike ride and realized that I felt like I need to redo it, because this one is about the Great Reset. Because I know that, you know, I've never done an episode on it, and I don't want you to think that I'm ignoring it or I don't know what it's about, or and I think it's really important, because it's going to affect us all. It's affecting us all. It's in full swing. It's basically world communism. And I'm going to get into that. But first of all, it is not a hoax. It is not a conspiracy theory. That's the first thing that Democrats will say. You know, Democrats, remember, like I always say, they're the dumbest people. They're the most uninformed people. They don't know anything. And so, you know, they say, oh, it's another conspiracy theory guy. Oh, Great Reset. But look, the Great Reset is real. It is the brainchild of Klaus Schwab, who is the chairman of the World Economic Forum. And he's been the chairman since 1971. Basically, he created it, and it's just basically his pet project to run the world, essentially. He believes that he's making the world a better place. But this is what all of these sort of central planners, that's what they all think. They all think they're making the world a better place. You think the Bolsheviks, when they were creating the Soviet Union, they thought they were making the world a better place. They thought they were, we're remaking the world. We're remaking mankind. The new Soviet man. Remember, that's why they called in China, they called it the Great Leap Forward, because they thought that's why the Democrats today call themselves progressives. Oh, because we're moving forward. We're making progress. Well, how's that progress? How's that progress working out? Just a couple episodes ago, I talked about how the people in charge have been doing this for decades, and they've been just wrecking the world. And they've taken care of themselves. It's worked out very well for them. Klaus Schwab is a very wealthy man. And all the members of the World Economic Forum, all the participants are very wealthy, powerful, happy people. But the average person has been suffering, their purchasing power has been dropping. They're less and less free, more and more controlled. I'm going to try to keep this short and try to keep it focused, because there are a lot of rabbit holes you can go down and tangents you can take. But basically, the Great Reset is Klaus Schwab's initiative to use to come out of the COVID-19 crisis with a wave of central planning to rebuild, to build back better, to build the economy back better and more green and more equitable, less racism, all that kind of stuff. But mainly it's about environmentalism. And it's about using he wrote a book called The Great Reset. And there's a podcast. There's actually a video. The inauguration of The Great Reset was a video, like a virtual meeting that they had in June of 2020. And Klaus Schwab is in it. People from the UN, the IMF, John Kerry is in it. Prince Harry is in it. Prince Charles, not Prince Harry, Prince Charles, the Prince of Wales, you know. He's in it, you know. So it's basically, and there are, you can listen to it as a podcast. There are 33 episodes, and The first two are about an hour long, and then they're about 20 minutes, a half hour every episode after that. And then it turns into, toward the end, it turns into Radio Davos. Davos is the town in Switzerland where this is headquartered. And so you can listen to all this stuff. They have various people, John Kerry, they had an author, they have authors on, they have economists, they have guy from Politico, they have a journalist, they had Robert Downey Jr. on there talking about how he's a green investor, a green venture capitalist, you know. So, but basically what it is world communism. It's world government, it's one world government, basically. But it's a clever approach to it, because if you want one world government, it's going to be pretty hard to get all the people of the world to vote for you to be the president of the world, right? I'm the president of the world. Now, well, it's going to be tough to become the president of the world. So, but what you can do, and what Klaus Schwab and the people at the top, what they have done, what they are doing, is they've put together a plan, and if they can get every government on the planet to play ball, to go along with this plan, then they can essentially be the president of the world. They're the people who make the plan. As long as all the people, like as long as Joe Biden and the people in Washington get to, as long as they get to feel like they have some input, and the Justin Trudeau, he gets to go to the meetings and he gets to have his input and stand up there and ride around in the limousines and stand on the stage and act like they're the masters of the universe. You know, as long as you throw these people a bone and make them feel big and important, they'll go along with you. And then you've got people. Those are the people then who are in charge of making sure that the Great Reset. So Justin Trudeau he's in charge of making sure of implementing the Great Reset in Canada, and Joe Biden is in charge of implementing the Great Reset in the United States. And now, so it's basically an end. One of the main tenets of it is the end of fossil fuels. Now, I've talked about this before, about how if we replace, first of all, they have no plan to replace fossil fuels. They're just going to get rid of fossil fuels and then have windmills and solar panels power everything. And if there's not enough energy to go around, well, you're just going to have to suffer. You're just going to have less energy. That's all. I mean, that's it. It's a big part of it is ESG. I've talked about that before. That's kind of where ESG came from. This kind of this is a project that's been 40 years in the making, or 1971. Klaus Schwab has been at it from 1971. Now Klaus Schwab is just a little bit about him. He's a German. He has a mechanical engineering degree. He has a degree in economics, which should tell you that he doesn't know anything about economics, because most people with degrees in economics don't actually know anything about economics. And then he's got a degree from the John F. Kennedy School of Government in Public Administration at Harvard. So that should tell you even more about him. Basically, the John F. Kennedy School of Government at Harvard is a factory for churning out people who want to run the world. That's what it is, you know. And they come out of there and they think they know how to run the world, and they will run. They want to run the world, and they seek out the power to run the world. And that's who these people are. They're horrible people. It is basically the entire thing is antithetical to freedom, to personal liberty, to free will. They don't want you to be free. You know, this whole thing is a central planning scheme of a global scale, where they will tell you what to do. They will outlaw all of the affordable energy that you use every day and replace some of it with expensive energy that is unreliable and inconvenient, And if you are have to sit around waiting for your car to charge up all day, they don't care. They don't care. They won't be sitting around waiting because, you know, they'll get all the energy they need. They'll be taken care of. But you are a peasant. Like I always say, these people are elitist snobs. They're peasants. Now, a lot of them are they mean well. They're well-intentioned. They think they're making the world a better place, like I said. But all you have to do is look around. And, you know, one of the things they say is that we need to make sure we're not placing a burden on future generations. Well, if they really believe that, then national debt, which Thomas Jefferson said national debt is a tax on future generations without their consent. National debt would be anathema then, right? That would be the worst thing ever because you're burdening future generations. Well, they don't seem to have any problem with spending money and running up national debts, do they? No, they don't care. And one of the other things they love to talk about is stakeholder capitalism. Where now this is, and in my opinion, it's the exact opposite of stakeholder capitalism. I mean, they call it stakeholder capitalism, basically that if you have a business, we all have a stake in your business. All the people of the world have a stake in your business. Therefore, all the people in the representative of the people, government. The government is the representative of the people, and so therefore the government should be able to tell you what to do with your business and how to run your business. Well, the thing is, though, that if you have a business and your business goes out of business, well, who suffers? You suffer. The government doesn't suffer. So the government has actually nothing at stake at all, right? So these ruling class government people, they have nothing at stake if your business goes under. So you are the true stakeholder. If you own your business, you are the stakeholder. You are the one that has skin in the game. So you should be the one who makes the decisions, but they don't believe that. And this is the Democrat Party, left wing, the worldwide left. They're communists. And this is a major core foundation of their belief, system, that they should really be the ones who own everything. The government should really be the de facto owners of everything. And that's what communism is. That's what socialism, you know, we could say socialism is when the government owns the means of production. So technically, like I've mentioned before, technically you may own your business, but really the government, they're the ones making the decisions that an owner would make. So, you know, and then part of this is also, this is all in cahoots with the Vatican and their Council on Inclusive Capitalism, which I think it's the Council on Inclusive Capitalism, and which is that's a tangent, a rabbit hole you can go down, you can go look at that, and it's the same kind of thing. And this is, it's all ESG, it's all, we're gonna control the banks. We're going to control the flow of money to the businesses that we like. And, you know, ESG, remember, is environmentalism, social justice, and good governance. So it's basically a way to control money, control the flow of money toward businesses that they like, and choke off money to businesses that they don't like. And to anybody that they don't like. And it's all part of the social credit score. And this is why this is kind of being born out of the COVID regime, the COVID controls. COVID was a great example of, it was a great, basically what they did was they trained half the world, or most of the world, certainly half of America, the blue half of America, the Democrats in America, are very well trained to do whatever the government tells them to do. They are obedient and compliant. They will do anything the government tells them to do without question. That is the Democrat Party, and that's exactly what they want. That's the kind of people they want. They want you, so when they want you you know, eating bugs, and they want you to eat lab processed, you know, lab created meat. And if you question, if you say, well, is that stuff really healthy? Don't ask that question. You're not allowed to ask that question. Now, Democrats won't ask that question. Democrats don't ask questions. Democrats will eat the bugs. Well, I'm going to eat the bugs. They told me to eat the bugs. So, I mean, that's who Democrats are. You know, they're just just terrible, ridiculous people. But this Great Reset is something that we all need to wake up and pay very close attention to. I suggest you watch the videos. They're on YouTube, or you can listen to the audio of it, of them on any podcast app. And Joe Biden is in charge of implementing the Great Reset. That's what that's what Build Back Better is. That's what the Green New Deal is all about. It's about fighting back against racism and inequality. But of course, it's central planning. They will decide what racism is. They will decide what inequality is. They will decide who gets to have what. They want to be in that position because they're making the world a better place here. And your free will is an impediment to their grand plans to make the world a better place. And that's why, and I'll go off on one tangent about Russia and the war in Ukraine. I think that is part of this whole thing, that Russia, even though Putin did promise to agree to try to get net zero emissions by 2060, he's not really all in, you know, he's not really all in on it. So, all right, so that's it. That is the end of episode 94. If you like this podcast, give me some good ratings, and I will see you on the next one.